to see you. I want to see you, to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
Jesus, amen. I hope that that's your desire to see him, amen. Praise God. How many love the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Are you in love with God?
Amen.
He's in love with you. He's madly in love with you, amen. I appreciate him, amen, because we love him because he first loved us, amen. And certainly thank God, amen. Thank Brother Dale for the trust that you have, amen, in us, amen, is being here to be able to bring something to you, amen, because I believe that you came here to listen to the Word of God, amen. And I didn't come here to listen to me, amen. Maybe listen to God speaking through me, amen, but not listen to my ideas, amen. I don't want to present my ideas. I want to present His idea, amen. And His idea is His Word, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. So, if you have your scriptures tonight, I want to go to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Start at verse 1. Philippians 4, verse 1. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Bible says here in verse 1, it says, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown. You notice that Paul here, he's speaking to brethren, amen? Obviously, you know, the majority of the epistles that he's talking to is believers, amen? Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Isn't there a little song like that?
Yeah.
Amen. Kids sing. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. It's so interesting. Amen. Paul was so convinced that he was walking in the ways of God, that God was dwelling in him, that he would tell people something like this, which ye, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. Can you tell the people that today? What a question to ask. My goodness, because this is not the only scripture where he tells somebody, that he also says, be followers of me as I follow Christ. My goodness, what a confidence he had in the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. So tonight, if I want to just give it a little topic, amen, I want to just title this, The Peace of God That Passes All Understanding. Amen. And let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we have to read your word, Lord Jesus. Father God, sometimes we just kind of read these passages, Lord, and we just read them fast, Lord, and we don't realize, Lord God, the diamonds, Lord, that are in there, Father. The gems, Lord God Almighty, that you've placed in the word, Father God. And Lord, we just want to take, Father God, this portion tonight, Lord, and just ask, Lord, that you would just help us to see, Father God, something that would help us, Father, in our spiritual walk with you, Lord. We're scaling, Father God, this stature of a perfect man. And Lord Jesus, we have to face things here in this life, Lord God, for the perfection, Father God, of coming to this perfection of our bodies, Lord Jesus. And so, Father God, it's inevitable, Lord Jesus, but we ask you, Heavenly Father, that you would just help us, Lord, and that you would just help us, Father God, to take these things, Father God, and just meditate on them, Lord, so that, Heavenly Father, you could get the glory and honor, Father. Bless the people, maybe those that might be on their way, watch over them. Keep them safe, Lord, and ask that you just meet every need amongst us. We love you, and we commit ourselves unto you, Father. I commit myself to you, Lord. You just, Father God, take control, Lord, because, Father God, I'm nothing without you, Lord, but you're my sufficiency, Father. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 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 God bless you. You may be seated, saints. Praise the Lord. Amen. We appreciate, thanks, Zach. I was looking at Zach Sunday. I think it was Sunday. And there's certain views that you look at him, he looks just like Bob, man. Right. So, that's who you're gonna look like, Zach. Feel sorry for you. No. But anyways, we appreciate the Lord and thank God for allowing us to be here another day. Amen. We just keep Brother Wade in prayer as he travels. And that the Lord would just, he redeemed the time that he's there. Amen. And that would, be an effect to what?
Amen.
The purpose of him being there, And there's a lot of work to be done in so many places. I think one of the things that needs to be done a lot is a lot of teaching needs to be done. And so we pray for him that he would just deal directly with the ministers, pastors there. Amen. And that they can take those things, amen, to their people. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You love the Lord tonight. Amen. Saints, I've just been struggling in the last several days, and I was going a certain direction, and I just saying, Lord, where should I go, and what should I do, and I was going a certain direction, making notes a certain direction, and then this morning, Brother Joe and me, we were at a meeting this morning, and right there at that meeting, I mean, it's just unusual how God does things. Right there at that meeting where our boss was talking and people were talking, God just totally changed the whole thing for me. And I was praying for that, and I was saying, Lord, you know the needs of the people. You know the needs of the church. You know my needs. Amen. And I only want to say, amen, what you want the people to know. Amen. And so the struggling that I was making, because that I was having all week, amen, with the notes that I was creating, God just gave me this and let me and just put it all together all in just a few hours. And I just appreciate the Lord. Amen. And so appreciate your prayers. So I just ask that you just pray for me. Amen. And I hope something said tonight that will help you. Amen. Because it certainly has helped me. Praise God. Amen. Because, this year, I don't know about you, but this year it started for us. It started with a bang. Everything seems like whatever's gonna go wrong is gonna go wrong. We come back from Honduras and Satan's rubbing, Murphy, they say Murphy's Law, He's all over your cars and he's all check engine lights coming on and the house is leaking, and then everything, whatever is going to go wrong is going to go wrong, you know? And there's just everything just throwing it at you. I don't know if you feel that way or not, but you know, it's been like that for me. I guess I'm the lucky one. I'm the lucky one to just have all these things happen. God, amen, he's in control. He's still on the throne, you know? And he hasn't forgotten, and you know, he knows exactly what you have need of, amen, to make you what you ought to be. Praise God. Amen. And in John 14, 27, he says, he said to us, he said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, amen, but as I give to you." Amen. You know, and everyone is after peace. The whole world is seeking peace. Oh, yeah. And in the news, you hear about them calling for peace and ceasefires and all these different things. Amen. Yeah. When in reality, the peace that they're looking for is a temporary, they want a long-lasting peace, yeah. But really the means that they're going by with it is only going to lead to temporary peace. Right. There's no peace outside of the Word. There's no peace outside of God. Amen. There's no peace outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because if you want to have real peace, that is eternal peace when it's done through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We all want peace. We all seek peace. We all want to get along with one another. Amen. But the world, this peace that, because even Jesus says here, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you." He says, "Peace I leave with you. Peace I leave with you." He's talking to his disciples. "I leave with you." But look what he says. My peace I give unto you. He's given us his peace. Amen. When you've accepted his word. Amen. When you've accepted him in his life, he's given you his peace. Praise God. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Amen. Praise God. You know, that kind of reminds me about, he's not an Indian giver. He doesn't give you something and then he takes it away. Amen. If the peace of God, if peace falls off in your life, it's your fault. Amen. It's not God's fault. Amen. It's your fault. Praise glory. You know, the one time there was a story, you know, we all have to battle with worrying and turmoil, you know, in our lives constantly. There was one time I was reading this story one time that there was a death was coming through town. He was coming to a city and he was going to kill 100 people. And there was a man that went up to death and saw death and said, "Death, what are you doing?" He said, "I'm going to go and take 100 people." And the man said, "That's terrible. What? The 100, that's how it is. That's how it's supposed to be. That's what I'm here to do. That's how I do things. I'm taking 100 people." So the man, you know, he frantically runs into the city and starts telling people and tries to warn people. And so that evening, he comes and he asks Death, "Did you take 100? Death actually took 1,000 people. So the man asked him, and he said, "You said you were going to take 100 people. Why is it that 1,000 are dead?" And he said, "I did fulfill my word." Death said, "I fulfilled my word. I took 100 people, but worry took the rest." Worrying took the rest of the people. You see, and so when we get the news, amen, and bad news comes into your life, and everything's not going right, it's worrying, amen. It might be something small, but to you it's something big. And it's only big, amen, because it's how we make the things big, amen. It might be something that is insignificant to somebody else, but to you it's something real, amen. But God, amen, it doesn't matter what it is. It can be big, it can be small. God has given us a way, amen, for the peace that passes all understanding. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. So, saints, you know, like I said, this we got back from Honduras this year, and Satan was right there on that, What is that part that they changed on my car? I forgot what it was now. But anyways, he was right there just rubbing on that thing. Sitting on top of that.
Oh, yeah.
That throttle body. There you go. Just sitting on that throttle body, just probably stomping it and dancing and everything, you know? And I know that he was probably stomping and sitting and on the second floor upstairs. We got the leak up there now. And he's there, you know, and, you know? And with everything else, come start doing our taxes and come to find out we owe so much money, it's not even funny. But you know what, saints? There's no burden, amen, that God, there's nothing that God, that comes into your life that God doesn't allow. Amen? That God doesn't allow because He knows that you can handle it. Amen? He knows that you can handle it. There's nothing that happens in your life just to happen. Oh my goodness, what am I going to do? But God is in full control. Amen? God knows exactly what you need to make Him more like Him. For you to keep growing in that.
Amen.
Amen. Because saints, we all want it so easy. We all want it so soft and so, I wish Christ, the Christian life was like that. But you know it isn't. Amen. You know it isn't. And you know, I'm just going to be honest with you, saints. When we got back from Honduras, the thought came to my mind, you know, thank you, Lord. There's some money in the bank, and thank you, Lord, that, you know, for, you know, the cars have been running great. Thank you, Lord, you know, that we had a prosperous trip in Honduras, Nicaragua. The people got the word. Thank you, Lord. And, you know, thank you, Lord. And it's kind of almost like you start getting cocky. And you better be careful. Because when you start feeling that way, you know, when you start feeling comfortable about things, that's when God starts, okay, you're getting too comfortable. You're getting too comfortable. And that's when He allows Satan, go ahead, take care of that car. Go ahead and rub that pitchfork all over that check engine light thing. You know. And it's never failed to happen that way. It always does. And whenever you have that thought in your mind, thank you, Lord, about a week later, oh God.
Yeah.
Dude, I really thank you. That's the time when you really need to thank Him.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
So that's how it's been, but I don't know. I guess maybe I'm the lucky one this year. Maybe it hasn't been like that with you. But you pray for us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So saints, the thing is that Satan is not after your possessions. He's not after my car. He's not after your car. He's not after your house. You know, Satan doesn't drive. So why is he going to worry about your car? Amen. But what he's really worried about, he's after that peace. He's after your peace and the peace of God. He's after, amen, because let me tell you, saints, if he could take the peace of God away from you, and you're not settled in your heart with God the way you need to be, then that's going to lead, amen, to you for you to get anxious, for you to get fearful, for you to get worried, and for you to, and because you're allowing all that to start taking place in your life, and you're going away, further away from the Word of God, the Word of God. And then finally, the Word of God has no more effect on you, and then you're backslidden. Because that's the whole plan that Satan wants you to make. And it all started with a throttled body. It all started with a leak in your roof. It all started because you owe the IRS money. He's not after those things. Those are just symptoms. He's after that peace. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, you know, to me, I call Satan, you know, he's like a spiritual terrorist. You know what a terrorist is, right? Yeah. A terrorist is a person who uses unlawful violence and intimidation, especially against civilians in the pursuit of political aims. You see? But Satan is not after political aims. Obviously, the political world, he's got it under control. You see? But he's not after that. Amen. He'll use whatever means, whatever terrorist activity, amen, to try to take the bigger picture away. Because when a terrorist strikes, saints, you got to remember this. When a terrorist attacks, and if you've seen terrorists in the news and stuff like that, and he's caused damage and he's killed a lot of people, he wasn't really to try to do all that hurt to the people that died in that incident. You know, let's say a terrorist attacked the bus. He wasn't trying to kill the people in the bus. I mean, obviously. But what he really wants is the people that he didn't kill.
Yeah, right.
What he really wants are the ones that viewed to try to bring that fear on the ones that weren't there.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because what that does to you, he's like, oh, he's trying to say, my, you could be next.
Yeah, yeah.
You could be next.
Right.
And so what he's doing, he's trying to implant that. See, he wasn't after the people in the bus.
Yeah.
That was just a symptom in order for him to get the whole overall
right.
picture. Amen.
Right.
He's after you.
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
He's after your peace.
Amen.
Amen. And he'll threaten you and he'll send all kinds of threats to you. Amen.
Right.
To try to rob you from your peace.
Right.
But you have to recognize, saints, that he's a bluff.
Everything,
every time he opens his mouth, he's nothing but a bluff. He's just bluffing. He can't do nothing. You know, he can't do anything with you before you came to, when you came to the Lord Jesus. Because you put all your sins under the blood. Amen. The word convinced you. Amen. And he couldn't do nothing with you. So now what he's going to try to do, he's going to try to rob you from the peace of God. Try to rob you from your future. Amen. With a future with God. Praise the Lord. So that's what Satan tries to do. He's a spiritual terrorist. Try to rob you from your peace. You know, saints, when 9/11 took place, you know, it wasn't really as damaging and as chaotic and as sad as that was. But it was really the after effects that took place after that. Everybody was running fearful. Everybody was running, and that's what the enemy wanted.
Sure,
that's what the enemy wanted.
Yeah, right.
For you to run around with fear in your life.
Amen.
When Jesus said for you not to fear.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So, you know, and Satan, the more public the attack is, the more terrifying it is.
Sure.
When Satan strikes.
That's right. Amen.
The more terrifying it is. Amen.
Amen.
You've never seen a terrorist. He doesn't strike private places.
Nope. Yeah.
He wants the work that he's doing. He wants it to be known.
Right. Right.
Because he's got an agenda.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Oh my, and you're walking in your life and you might see a certain sister or a certain brother. They're going through something in their life. Amen. They might be going through a sickness. They might have cancer or something taking place in their life. And then he wants you to look at that and say, oh my goodness. The brother and sister didn't do this, 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 and that. I better start doing that. Look what's happening in their life.
Yeah.
Amen. What God wants you to do is be sitting there praying for that brother and that sister. Amen. Be praying that not fear, Satan's attacking our brothers. But what you do is, oh, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want that. It's that fear that he tries to put on you.
Right, amen.
Because a certain brother or a certain sister is going through something in their life.
Right.
Amen. Spiritual terrorism.
Amen. Right.
Amen. And Paul said that we are troubled on every side, but yet not distressed.
Amen.
Amen?
Right.
We are perplexed, but not in despair.
Amen.
Amen. You're going to have problems in your life.
That's right.
That's inevitable. Right. On every side, Paul said.
Right.
You look here, there's problems. You look here, there's issues. You look over here, you look behind you. You look up, there's problems. Amen.
Right.
But he doesn't want you to be perplexed about those issues.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Trouble on every side. Yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair.
Right.
Persecuted.
Right. Yep.
Satan's spiritual terrorist attacks. Amen. Yeah. All over you. Bombs and everything.
Right. Yeah.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Amen.
Cast down, but not destroyed. Yeah. You might be knocked down every now and then,
amen,
but you're not destroyed.
No.
Oh my, Satan could knock you down. But it's what happens when you're down, amen, that really decides if you're going to keep walking with God or not. Are you going to stay on that down there? No, a true soldier gets up and keeps walking, amen. A true soldier gets up and keeps going, amen, because he hasn't been defeated. It's just one battle. Lord, with your help. Praise God. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body, saints.
Right.
You know, saints, whenever we're walking in this Christian life, that's what it's all about. We always have to be bearing the death of Jesus Christ in our life.
Right.
You know that Jesus Christ talked about more about us taking up our cross than him. He talked about his cross.
Right.
He talked more about him taking up, about you taking up your cross.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what Christian life is all about.
Amen.
You taking your cross, amen.
Right.
Not just one day, not just 2 days, not tomorrow I'm going to leave it at home because I don't feel like taking my cross today.
Right. Yeah.
I'll pick it up again when Friday. Friday comes around, well, you know, I didn't take it Thursday, so it's okay. I won't take it Friday either.
Yeah.
You know, Saturday comes around and you're not still picking up your cross.
Yeah.
And you know what happens, saints? When you're picking up your cross, that cross isn't light.
No light.
It's a heavy cross.
Yes,
oh, it's so easy to just do the things of the world and to live, you know, a relaxing life. And, you know, that's so easy. You know, Christian life is so easy. It's hard when you have to resist temptation. It's hard, amen, when you have to say, listen, I want to watch this movie, but I know that prayer is going to do a better thing for me. I want to do this that's going to feed the flesh, but I know that if I do this other thing, I know it's going to help me grow in Christ. Amen. I guess you don't have Netflix. I guess you don't watch YouTube. You pray for me then. You see, we have all these things that try to take our time. And if we let them, they will. They will. That's what they're there for. To rob you from your time that you're supposed to have with God. Been there, I've done that. Got the t-shirt. The hat, the mouse pad to prove it too. Then they're done that. And then you realize, saints, as you're getting older, you realize none of these things around you are helping you grow closer to God. You know, saints, Brother Dale, he preached a wonderful message Sunday morning. Brother Wade, you know, on top of what Brother Dale brought out in the morning. And we're still worried about this temporal things of this life. Brother Dale talking about 1977. Brother Wade was talking about the Jubilee and all those things. And remember that things could take place this year, this very year. And we're still wondering what's good to watch on Netflix. What's good on YouTube? I can't wait for the Sweet 16, the NCAA tournament. You know? You're worried about those things. You know, God help you. You need to repent. You need the Lord. If you're worried about those things, knowing that the coming of the Lord is soon at hand. My goodness. You need experience with God. You need to set your priorities in order. You need to set your priorities. Amen. But we just want to set it on cruise control. Amen. And some way, somehow, things will just kind of get worked out at the end. That's not how it works. You need God in your life now. Amen. You need Christ in your heart now. You need to serve Him. Amen. Praise God. Because others are watching you. Others are watching you. And the life that you portray, amen, before others, those that have children, and the life that I portray before my children, the way I go is the way by the way my children are going to go. If you're lazy, and if you don't come to the house of God, and you don't meditate on the Word, and you anything besides the Word, don't Don't get upset when your children go that direction. Don't get upset. You're the one that did it. You're the one that caused it. My. So Paul here is saying, amen, live peaceably with all men. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 2, it says, I beseech Euodias and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. Now here Paul, he's talking about, before he starts talking about the peace of God, he's already talking about, amen, he asked Euodias and Syntyche to be at peace with one another or in one accord, amen. Behold how wonderful it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Amen? That's marvelous. It's wonderful. Praise God. And you know what happened in the upper room? God came down on the scene, amen, when they were all in one accord. Amen. Not one here and one trying to go this way, one trying to pull this way, one, amen. They had all things in common, the Bible says. Amen. In Romans chapter 12, verse 18, it says, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. But if you don't have the peace of God in you, then you're not going to be able to live peace with all men. If the peace of God is not dwelling in you, because remember Jesus said, my peace I give to you. It's His peace. Amen. He is peace. He is true peace. And if that peace is not reigning in you, if it doesn't dwell in you, amen, you're not going to be able to live peaceably with all men. You're going to struggle. You'll struggle. Praise God. And then, and let's continue reading here in Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Right. You see how Paul right there, he says it twice.
Yep. Right.
He said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Amen.
Amen. Oh no. I owe the IRS $5,000. There's no way I can rejoice.
Yeah.
No. That's the time for you to rejoice.
Yep. Right.
That's the time to show Satan. This is all for my good.
Amen.
Amen. Satan, God knows what he's doing. And God knows that if I need to pay these $5,000 to the IRS, it's because he's still working on me. He's not done with me. God knows if Satan was rubbing my throttle body, amen, he knows that was for my good. Amen. Praise God. Can you imagine what Job was saying, what he was going through? Amen? I mean, and he was a dedicated man of God. He was dedicated. Not only that, he was such a testimony, probably because of what the scripture tells us, a testimony to his family, a testimony to his children, that he would even offer sacrifices, amen, in case they sinned for them. If they're not doing it, I'll do it. So they can see I'm doing it so they can go do it. Amen. And because he was so dedicated, and then all of a sudden, his children gone. His house starts falling apart. Sickness starts coming on his body. And he has to come to a point. Because remember, Satan can't touch you unless he gets permission from God. He can't touch you unless God has given, okay, go ahead. You can touch Brother Boyd in this area.
Yeah.
That's right. I didn't say what. You can touch him in this area. God speaking. You can touch him in this area because I know he's going to overcome.
Yeah. Right.
He's going to show you a thing or two,
yeah,
Satan.
Right.
Amen.
Yep.
Praise the Lord. But also in the process, not only is he showing Satan that he's wrong, he's also showing you something that you didn't even know about yourself and about God. You see, sometimes saints, we think that the issues that we go through, the problems and the trials that happen in our lives, oh, it's just for that issue. No, God is molding something in you. God is trying to show each and every one of us something, amen, that we didn't know about ourselves, and most certainly we didn't know about God. Praise God. See, God is so detailed like that. He knows us better than you know yourself. You think you got it all down. You think you got 1977 all laid out and you got everything laid out and it's all just head knowledge to you. If Christ is not dwelling in your life, amen. What does all that matter if you're not serving God? If you don't go pray, if you don't go meditate on the word. I appreciate what my brother Dale brought out. But did that help you go and seek the Lord Sunday night? Or did you go home and just sit down in front of the TV? You know, saints, we're living in a late hour. It's a late hour. Did it make you gather your family and say, children, we need to draw closer to God. Children, the hour is late. We need to pray more. We need to seek God more. Or did you just put another Netflix movie for the children to watch so you can watch with them? My saints. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Amen. And that word rejoice, it says here, it says to rejoice, be glad, to rejoice exceedingly. Amen. Praise God. God wants us to be rejoiceful in the things that we think that might be harming us. In turn, God is really trying to take us to a certain point in our life. Amen. Be careful for nothing, Paul says in verse 6. Be careful for nothing. Now, that word careful is not that you be careful, you know, be careful. But in other words, don't be anxious about anything. Amen. Now, he says don't be anxious or worried about anything. Because, saints, when you're worried about anything, no matter what it is, it could be little, it could be big, and you're worried to death about that thing, amen. You're putting that thing over the Word of God. You're worrying, amen. You're in direct disobedience to this verse right here. Be careful for nothing. In other words, don't be anxious for nothing. There's nothing so big and nothing so small that you have to be worried about. Praise God.
Amen.
Nothing. That's why Paul said in another place, there's not death, not height, not the different things that he mentions. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Be careful for nothing. But look what Paul says here. Amen. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Amen. Prayer. In everything by prayer. The solution to being anxious and worried is praying.
Right. Sure.
That's the solution that Paul is trying to give us.
Right. Right.
Oh no, it can't be that easy. It can't be that simple. But we're the ones who make the Christian life difficult.
Right.
God is trying to give us here a remedy for our worrying and for our life living without peace.
Right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And we know, saints, that we all need to pray.
Glory. Right?
Amen. I mean, that's just the basic thing of a Christian life.
Right.
Prayer.
Amen. Right.
But do we do it? I'm talking about praying.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about 2 or 3 minute prayers. I'm talking about praying.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Maybe because things have to happen in our life. Bad things have to happen in our life in order to get down on our, for us to get down on our knees. Otherwise, it's just, sit on the lazy boy. Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. Amen. But it's down in the valley. Amen. When things get hard. But you know, saints, before you get into the valley, you should already be prayed up. Amen. Then you wouldn't be panicking and you wouldn't be worrying and you wouldn't be fearful and you wouldn't be all these things. Amen. If you were prayed up, you would already know the solution to your problem. That's the solution. Be anxious for nothing. Problem comes in. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But in everything by prayer and supplication. Now, you know what supplication means? It means to humbly, amen, come before the Lord. Amen. To humbly say, Lord, I'm here. Supplication draws you to your knees. Supplication, amen, gets you down to a place where, you know how the Bible says that David prayed when he had sinned before the Lord? He was down on the floor, you know. I'm not saying that you have to do that. But I'm saying your heart shows, amen, whether you're really humble before God or not, amen. You're coming before a king. Praise God. In supplication. Hallelujah. Praise God. 1 John 5:14, it says here, it says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Well, you see, when you come to God, you got to know this, that he hears you.
Exactly right.
Amen.
Amen.
And if we know, verse 15, it says here, and if we know that he hears us,
right,
whatsoever we ask,
right,
we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him.
Right.
Well, the word already says it. So why are you so worried? Why are you so anxious? You couldn't change the situation right there and then.
Right.
You can't change it now.
Right.
Let him take care of it.
Right.
Put it in his hands.
Right.
Amen. He said, and it's in confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, there's nothing too great for God. According to his will, he hears us.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we have prayer. Amen. When Satan comes in with his spiritual terrorism. Amen. We have prayer to use. We have supplication to use.
Right.
And then the other thing that it said there, what did it say there? With thanksgiving.
Right.
Yeah, you add those three elements together. You know, when you add certain ingredients together, when you're trying to make German chocolate cake. There's got to be certain ingredients to be added together in order for there to really be a German chocolate cake.
Right.
Amen. If you only just add supplication, you might not get the whole thing, the benefit of the whole recipe, you see?
Right.
Or if you just add thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sure.
You see? But amen, if you add prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God then.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. So when the enemy starts attacking you, amen, just start counting your blessings. Say, Lord, thank you for that boss that you gave me at work. What gets on my nerves. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that person at church that just, him or her, get on my nerves. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because I owe the IRS $5,000. Thank you, Lord, because you allowed Satan to run around on my throttle body, on my car.
Right.
you think it's funny. It sounds silly, but that's what he wants you to do. Thankfulness. But we don't want to do that. We don't thank him for the bad things that happen in our lives. That sounds silly. But that's what he said to do. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, not in some things. The throttle body is at one of those things, right? The IRS is one of those things, right? Amen. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. That's when you can go ahead and let your request be made known to God. Amen. Because now you're entering into what he's asking you to do. Hallelujah. I like that when Jesus, amen, when he took the five Was it the two fish and the five loaves? It was something little. It was not much. But when he raised them and he thanked the Lord for that, it multiplied into it and fed everybody. Amen? It can be a little thing in your life. But just say, Lord, this is all you've given me. I thank you, Lord. And you watch him multiply that in your life. Amen? You watch him take care of that need in your life. Amen? You watch him, amen, go in there and do exactly what he promised he said that he'd do in his word. Whatever it is that you're going through, just lift it up to God. He'll take care of the rest. That's what Jesus did with the little five loaves and the two fish. Thank you, Lord. And a miracle took place. Hallelujah. Amen. Now watch what verse 7 says. after you've done prayer, saints, we got to pray more. We really do have to pray. That's one thing that God is just telling me this year. It's time to pray. And no more of these 5-minute prayers at nights and no more of these 10-minute things. And you say, oh, I've done my deed. I've done my deed. That's good enough. Well, you're going to come to a certain point, amen, in your life that you're going to say, well, that wasn't good enough. And again, you're going to have to be prayed up before even those times come. Praise God. Verse 7, if the brothers could bring that up. Verse 7, it says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. So I want you to understand, saints, that this peace, amen, this is not your peace. That's not your peace. That's the peace of God.
Amen.
Amen. And remember, he said that he is our peace. Amen. When you've done these things, then the peace of God, and you can go ahead and make your request known. Amen. In confidence that he's going to answer whatever you have need of. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding.
Amen.
Which passeth everything that you know of. Anything physical that you may have seen in this life or anything that's going on around you, the logical things that are going around you. You might be sick. You might be going through this issue. You might be going through a problem. I see a tumor on my leg. But the peace of God that passes all understanding. I see this problem in my life, this financial issue in my life, but the peace of God that passes all understanding. I understand that that issue is there. I understand that there's a problem. I see it. But those are all lying vanities. And I will not believe one of them. Amen. That passeth all human reasoning, all human understanding. Amen. That's the peace of God, saints. That's the peace that he wants you to walk with. That he wants you to run with. Amen. His peace. That passeth all understanding. Amen. Because that's not your peace, saints. Remember when the disciples were in the boat with Jesus? And, you know, the professional fishermen that the disciples were. They're running, you know, in the boat and, you know, and they, when you're a professional at something, you know, you're a professional, you know? You know what you're doing. But they come into this storm, into this boat, and all of a sudden this storm breaks out. And the disciples are worried and scared to death because their professionalism couldn't do anything about that. That storm was so severe. That storm was so harsh that the Bible says the waters was coming in the boat and it filled the boat, the Bible says. And you know what the Bible says? That Jesus was in the back of the boat with a pillow. The Bible says that he had a pillow. If you read the scripture, with a pillow, sleeping. Turmoils all around him. Chaos all around them. They didn't know if they were going to live or die. But Jesus is in the back of the boat sleeping. I don't know of any other better example of the peace of God than that right there. That's the peace of God right there. That you can be going no matter what's going on in your life. And that doesn't make you lose any sleep at night. That doesn't make you lose any sleep. Amen. Sometimes we catch it up here at church, but amen. But that doesn't make you lose. Amen. That's when you hear good news, when you hear bad news come into your life and you still have a good attitude about it, that's the peace of God right there. Amen. That's the peace of God. Oh, you know, my son did this and my daughter did this and my wife, this happened to my wife and this is taking place and I went to the doctor and they said I had this. And when you say, well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because it's already done. It's already done. Healing, you've already taken care of that. Forgiveness, you've already taken care of that. Amen. Financial issues, Lord, you said you'd already take care of that. No matter what it is, the peace of God, if it dwells in you, doesn't look at none of those things. It looks at the word. It looks at the promise. Amen. So, That scene right there, saints, it's just one of the best scenes I know of about the peace of God. Jesus sleeping on a boat. And then you know what he gets up and he says? Peace be still. And he rebukes the disciples and says, why are you so fearful? I'm sure the disciples are thinking, my goodness, our boat is filled with water. And I'm sure Jesus is walking all in that water too. To get on top. Peace be still. All symptoms all around you, but you still say, peace be still. You know why? Because the peace of God was all dwelling in him. Amen. He is the peace. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then continuing here in verse 7. Amen. It says, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Not that it may keep you, but that it shall. Amen. Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. You know that the issue that you may be going through in your life. Amen. You just say, I'm going crazy going through this. I'm about to go crazy. But amen, if you just practice this, amen. Right, go to God in prayer. Take it to God in prayer. Amen. Take it to him in supplication. Right. Thank God for that situation. Right. Thank him. Right. Amen. That sounds so weird and radical, but just do it. Right. And you'll realize that he's going to keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Amen. In other words, he's giving you the peace of God through his peace. Oh, yeah. He is our peace. Amen. And I like what it says here, amen, what that word keep means. It means to keep with a garrison, to guard, protect by a military guard. Either to prevent hostile invasion or to keep the inhabitants of a besieged city from flight. Amen. So when God is dwelling in you, amen, through the new birth, amen. That's a garrison right there, amen. God has taken complete abode, amen. And there's nothing that you have to be fearful about. Not only that, his whole army is around you with angels and everything. Praise God. He's taken a permanent military installation in you. Why fear? Why worry? Oh, you know, this took place. This took place. I don't know what to do. But then all of a sudden that peace of God just comes. Amen. It says, this is the way to do it. Amen. This is the way to be. Praise God. Because saints, going back to this spiritual terrorism, sometimes Satan, what he wants you to do, amen, because anxiety and fear and none of these things can work on their own. They need to have private meetings with you in order for those things to work. They need to put you in a corner somewhere. And anxiety talking to you and fear talking to you and complexes and all kinds of things talking to you and say, yeah, you see that? You see what? And you said, yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. And you're just conversating back and forth. Till finally you're in a position you can't even get out of that. It's so ingrained in your mind. You can't even get out of it. Because there's no peace in your heart. You have not let the peace of God work in your life. Because you don't pray. You don't go to God in prayer. You don't meditate on His Word. You're just taking this thing in a roller coaster ride. I mean, in a cruise control ride. Amen. If we just let, amen. Satan comes in with those things, amen. You have something to fight him against. With, amen. Tell him, speak the word. That's what Jesus did. That's the only way he overcame those temptations. Amen. He just put the word back to Satan. Speak the word back to him. Oh, but that's not important, you know, in this situation. This situation needs more than that. What situation needs more than the Word of God? There's nothing that the Word of God cannot handle. Amen. Nothing that the Word of God cannot not solve for you. Amen. Praise God. So when you've got that new birth in your life, amen, God is completely, amen. He's a permanent military installation. There's nothing that Satan can do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. You remember that story about Elisha when he prays for his servants' eyes to be opened? If you all know this, if you remember the story, Elisha found out that the other people, they had a secret place that they had found that they were going to ambush the Israelite army at that spot, and nobody knew anything about it except for those people, for that army and the king. And Elisha found out about it. I believe God told him. So he went to the king of Israel and told the king of Israel that, listen, they got an ambush waiting for you. Do not go to this certain spot. And so the king of Israel thanked Elisha and they didn't do it. Well, word comes to the king of those people, and the people, forget that city or that country, escapes my mind right now. They went to they said, who is it? Is there a spy? Who is it that told Elisha where is the spot that we were going to handle the Israelite army? And you know, the Israelite, that army was pretty smart, because they said, well, there's a man over there that God tells him all kinds of things. He's not even in the Israel army, but God talks with him. And it was Elisha that told him, Elisha of Dothan. Well, instead of that king, you know, being impressed and being like, wow, I want to meet that God. No, he says, where is that city of Dothan? Let's go over there and we're going to surround it. We're going to show Elisha a thing or two. He spoiled our plan. So they go, this army goes and with horses and soldiers, and they start surrounding the city. And Elisha is there with his servant, and his servant all of a sudden starts panicking and says, Elisha, look at all these soldiers surrounding our city. Look at all these chariots and all these things. And you know what Elisha does? He doesn't even look at the problem. You know what he starts praying for? You know, most of us would be like, Lord, do something about this. Oh, God, you see all that army. You see all that. No, that's not what he did. He started praying for his servant. He said, Lord, show him what I'm looking at right now. So Elisha would not have been in that position if that peace of God was not already there. Amen. He knew that God was on the scene. Amen. And so he wanted his servant to know that God was on the scene. Amen. And that's what God is trying, wants us to know tonight, saints, is that he's on the scene tonight. Amen. You may not see it, but God sees it. You see it in his word, and that's good enough. You see it in his promises, that's good enough. He promised it in his word, and you know he cannot lie. And so Elisha, he prays for his servant, and he says, open his eyes that he may see what I'm looking at. And God answers his prayer, and all of a sudden he sees that there's more chariots, angels, and all kinds of beings, celestial beings, watching over the whole, over not just them, the whole city of Dothan. Amen. But Elisha was not looking at the problem at first. Then he goes ahead and addresses the problem. After he prayed for his servant, then he goes and addresses the problem. Then he prays, Lord, now put blindness on the soldiers. He was worried more about the spiritual blindness of his servant than the physical blindness of the soldiers first. He was more worried about the spiritual things, amen, before the physical things. Amen. That's a lesson for us, saints. We're so worried about the physical things of life. What we're gonna eat? What's Russia gonna do to us? How are we gonna pay this? How are we gonna do this? How are we gonna take our kids through school? How are we gonna? You know, there was a story one time of the avocado lady. Have you ever heard of that? The avocado lady sat down under an avocado tree one time, and she said, "You know what?" She was about 21 years old. She started thinking. She said, you know, when I get to about 25, there's a man that's probably going to ask me to marry him. And then we're going to marry. And we're going to have about 2 or 3 children. And then we're going to we need to find a good house for them to be able to raise them in and be near a good school. And then, what am I going to do when it comes time, what money am I going to be able to pay for their diapers and to buy them milk and to do all these things? And when my husband goes to work all day long and I'm there at home with the children, and all of a sudden an avocado falls from and hits her on the head and kills her. And all that worrying was for naught. That's how it is. The avocado lady. Worrying for nothing. Worrying about the most petty things. Amen. Worrying about physical things. Yeah, I reacted the same way when I first heard that story too. Worrying about physical things of life. When God said, I've already taken care of that. Let's worry about the spiritual stuff first. Elisha worried about his servant first. Open his eyes spiritually first so that then you can go ahead and do whatever you want to with the army. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The avocado lady. How many of us aren't like the avocado lady sometimes? Don't say you've never been that way before. Because I have. And then everything that you're so fearful about, it doesn't even happen that way the way you thought. All it is just fear. It's just presumptions in your head, and Satan's there. Yes, that's right. That's it. That's right. That's what's going to happen. That's right. And you're right there. Just, yeah, you're right, Satan. You're right. Oh, God. Woe is unto me. But that's what he wants. He wants to rob you from your peace so that he can keep you from serving God. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. You love the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So saints, when the problems come, amen, know that God is keeping you when His peace is reigning within. Amen. When bad news comes, amen, you don't react all of a sudden. You wait and say, Lord, there's a reason why this is happening. That's the peace of God. Amen. John chapter 16, verse 33. It says, these things, Jesus speaking, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. There's no peace. There's peace out. There's no peace outside of this word, saints. There's no peace outside of Christ. There's no peace in Fox News. There's no peace in what the government can do for you. There's no peace. There's no peace. Brother Dale can't even do. There's things that Brother Dale can't do for you. Amen. Brother Wade, I can't do anything for you. Amen. There's, Bible says, cursed be the man who trusts in a man. You see? You can't have trust in no man. And as much as we appreciate our pastor, but you can't trust no man. That's why we pray for Brother Dale. We keep him under prayer. We keep the saints, the ministers, everybody here under prayer. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Trust no man, the Bible says.
Right.
And I believe it's Jeremiah that says that.
Right.
And all these things that Satan has thrown, all these spiritual bombs, all from every angle, coming at you from every angle. Saints, if you're here right now, if you're still here, amen, it's because God has kept you. Amen. And you're here because He's not done with you. You're here still because He's still, you still have a work to finish. Amen. For Him. Amen. How many times that you've been riding down the road and all of a sudden, you know, somebody just pulls out in front of you and you could have had the worst accident ever. Probably caused you to lose your life and the life of the other person. But you know what? God stopped that car.
Right.
Don't think that just happened just to happen. No, God did that. The angels, amen. God's whole infantry was right there, amen. He took care of that situation. Amen. When the times, amen, when my wife, when she's lost both of her parents and by cancer. You know, those who've gone through that know what that's like. But going through something like that, 1 year after another. And yet the peace of God reigns in her, you know. She came to a point where she had said, Lord, it's all in your hands. And you know what? We weren't worried about my mother-in-law, amen. But I believe at the end time, amen, because of my wife's testimony. My wife stayed right there telling her dad about the Word of God, teaching him about the Word of God as he was laying on his deathbed. And he had so much trust in what she was telling him. Amen. And I believe that we're going to see him again. Amen. Praise God. But it has to be that she has peace. She had to have that peace in her in order to impart that peace. Praise God. You have to have peace in your heart in order to impart peace. But if there's no peace in your heart,
amen,
if you're constantly worried and sick and constantly in fear, amen, you can't impart peace to nobody. Because the peace of God is not dwelling in you. Amen. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me, ye might have peace. How do you get in Christ? Amen. Obeying His Word. Believing His Word. Amen. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Right. Right.
Be of good cheer. He didn't say be sad when that tribulation comes. When you find out what Russia is doing, be sad. No. He said be of good cheer. Because the Word of God is coming to fulfillment. Amen. You know, this morning I heard in the news that Russia already has targets already in the United States.
Right.
And this is Fox News reporting. Already has images of targets already in the United States with certain types of missiles that they're using right now. In case In case the United States does something that they're displeased with. And there's points right now that could happen. Well, Russia doesn't agree with everything that the United States is doing. Like a lot of countries don't. You know, look what's happening in Venezuela. Look what's happening in North Korea. Look at all these things. But you know what? The peace that passes all understanding. That's what you understand. That's what I understand. But the peace of God that passeth all understanding. It doesn't matter. What that's going to do is just going to make me grow closer, get closer to God. Amen? Draw closer to see the fulfillment of God's word in this our day. Because it's going to fulfill that last vision that Brother Branham had. Saw Americans smoldering ashes. And we hear these things all the time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look what Brother Branham says here. We're about to finish. In the message 1957, the door of the door. You see what a condition the church, the full gospel church, has got into? It's the Laodicean age to bring to pass the very word that our blessed Savior spoke there in the Bible. Lukewarm, dance by the music, shout and clap hands. Oh, them things are all right. But if Christ isn't there, when the hand clapping's over, when the speaking with tongues are over, when the healing service is over, when the music stops, if that deep settled peace, them doors of faith standing wide open to let Him be Lord over the situation, it doesn't do us any good to play the music or clap our hands or speak in tongues or have a healing service. That's right. It doesn't matter, saints. You're just going through the motions. You're going through the motions. If you don't know that you know that you know that deep settled peace, amen. The way Brother Branham's here is about to, look what he says here in the next one. The seal of the Antichrist in 1955. Don't let Satan deceive you. The first thing you know, you'll be marked outside the kingdom. You can't come in. My spirit will not always strive with man. If you're not positive, sure, that a deep settled love for everybody, deep settled peace that passes all understanding, if that's not in your heart tonight, if I was sitting in your seat, I'd raise my hand to God and say, God, place in that in my heart tonight for me. I want to make a surrender. I'm wanting to come now. I really want it. I want to reconsecrate myself to you and make me what I ought to be. You don't have that peace. You know if you do or not. You know if you have that peace. You know when the peace of God comes in you, it's going to let you live this word. It's not going to draw you to the world. It's going to draw you more to God. When you're around God, amen, what happens? You become godly. Amen? If you don't know that you have that settled peace in your heart, saints, the peace giver is here, I believe. Amen? Because He said, where there would be two or three gathering His name, there I would be in the midst. If you don't know that you know, if everything seems to just bother you and everything, Satan just keeps talking to you and keeps terrorizing your life, amen. And you don't have that deep settled peace in your heart, amen. Tonight is the night that you can leave with that deep settled peace. You don't have to make this another Wednesday night service. You can make something different, amen, out of this service. Amen. It can be here, it can be in your home, it doesn't matter, but get that settled peace in your life, saints. Get it, because the hour is late for you to just be dilly-dallying with the things of God and say, this is good enough. I go to church, I do something at church, it's good enough. In some way, somehow, at the end time, it'll all get worked out. No, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised how... And you know, saints, it might be the last sermon you hear. You don't know if you're going to leave these doors and you're going to get home alive. You have no idea. Amen. But when you're in Christ, whatever happens, Lord, I've got peace and I'm ready. I'm ready, Lord, for whatever the world wants to bring me, whatever Satan wants to bring me, I'm ready. Because I've got that deep, settled peace down in my heart. Amen. You love the Lord tonight. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that song, It Is Well With My Soul. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. There's a songbook. Saints, if you have need of prayer, if you need prayer, saints, we're more than glad to pray with you. But tonight, you don't have to leave without making things right with God. Oh, we're living in a different day now, Brother Luis. We don't have to have all those altar calls and all those things. We don't have to, well. If you need it, God's got it for you. It can be at your seat. But if you want to come up, He'd be more than glad. It's just the point of believing in what He said. Accepting what He said. What page is that? 389. Let's sing that tonight, saints. 389.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll,
with
sound, and the Lord shall descend, even so.
Appreciate you, Heavenly Father, for that blessed hope, Father God, that blessed peace, Lord, that can only come from you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh God, Father, we may be going through things in our lives, Father God. Lord, sickness may be prevalent. Financial problems may be prevalent. Lord God, things may be going on, but Lord God, you're still God on the throne. You're still in control, Lord Jesus. You know, Heavenly Father, our beginning, and you know our end, Lord God. And Father, with you, Lord Jesus, we have no beginning and we have no end. Oh God, Father, because our soul is resting in you, Lord God. Oh God, oh Lord, we just need you, Father God, in this hour. We need you, Lord Jesus, to, Father God, fill us with that peace that passes all understanding. Let us not look, Father God, to the right or left. Let us not look to the things around us, but Lord God, let us look to you, to your promise, Father God, that you promised in your word, Father God. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us, Father God. Lord, we need you more and more. Let us, Father God, draw closer to you more and more, Lord, as this year goes through, Lord. Let us not get so nonchalant. Let us not get so, Father, weary in serving you, Lord. Let us seek you, Father God, with most fervency, Lord, than ever before, Father. If we haven't been doing that, Lord, you forgive us, Father. You forgive us, Lord Jesus, that we've been putting our trust in other things more than you, Lord. Forgive us, Father God. Oh, Lord, we need you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this peace, Father God. We thank you for your word tonight, Lord. Oh, Father, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing that, that last verse one more time. Amen. Praise the Lord.
But Lord, 'tis for thee, for thy coming we wait. The sky.
My soul.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Why don't we just give the Lord a clap of praise? Amen. Thank you, Lord, for His peace. Amen. You don't have to live this life miserable, fearful. Amen. With havoc all around you. But there can be havoc all around you. But that peace of God dwells not on you. Because that's how the world views peace. That's how the world has it. It's on them, you know. And it's that's temporal. The peace of God that dwells in you. That passeth all understanding. Amen. How many of you love the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's just pray. And if you have a need in your heart, we're still more than glad to pray with you. Brother Dale, I don't know if you have anything to bring. So let's just bow our heads. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your grace and love, Lord, and your word, Father God. Lord, Father, you set this little thought in my heart, Lord, and Father God, I'm just meditating with things, Lord, through things and your word. And Father God, I just thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us, Father, to just have that peace, Father God, that passes all understanding, Lord. It's what we need in this hour, Lord. So much chaos around us, Lord. The world is falling apart, the prophet said. But Father God, it can be crumbling all around us, Lord, and us still, Father God, sleeping in the back of the boat, Father God, with the peace of God dwelling in us, Lord. Oh, God Almighty. Lord Jesus, let us not look to the left, to the right, to the things around us. Let us look to your word, Father. Lord, the things around us will fall apart, and they will, Lord. And when they don't come from God, they will fall apart. But Lord God, you've placed that life in us, Lord Jesus. And there's no way, Heavenly Father, that we can fall apart, Lord, if Christ is dwelling in us, Lord. Oh, Lord, let us be like Elisha, Lord. Let us not look at the problem, Father God, but look at others, Father God. Look how we can help others, Lord Jesus, instead of us, Father God, wanting to please ourselves first, Lord. Lord, let us help others, Father God. Let us look to the needs of others, Heavenly Father, so that they can draw closer to you. I love you, Lord. We love you, Father. We thank you for this time. Bring us back home, Father God. Bring us back to the house of God this Sunday, Lord, to receive what you have in store for us. Give us all rest throughout the night, Lord. Keep us safe on the roads, Father. And we just commit ourselves into your hands. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen, saints. You may be dismissed. Remember the Bible study Saturday. Amen. God bless you.
You have longed for sweet peace.